We're talking real money.
Welcome to another hour of Talking Real Money, the show on Saturday that becomes a podcast in the next week. I'm Don McDonald, Tom Cock on vacation, not really waiting to get into the stadium for the soccer game tomorrow, although it wouldn't surprise me if he did. He kept calling me all excited when it looked like they were going to be in the cup. So he's very excited. He will be there. He will be there tomorrow. He's flying back early to be there tomorrow. 855-935-TALK. That's our number. This is a show about a huge and critical portion of your life. What portion is that? It's in the title of the show. Money. Real money. Really important money. And dealing with it realistically, honestly, forthrightly, transparently. We got a lot of Lees out here. And we want to help you specifically and especially solve your personal financial problems or point you in the best direction for you personally. And to that end, we love taking your calls at 855-935-8255. 855-935-TALK. Not only do you get an answer, and I'd be willing to bet one of the better answers out there, you also are going to get the book that I wrote several years ago, rewrote in 2018, called Financial Physics. It's a short, sweet book on how money really works for real people. You are not going to find anything in there that's going to confuse you. Yeah, we may talk about options, but only to tell you, don't mess with them. You don't need them. Wall Street makes money complicated. Businesses make money complicated. Because the more complicated it appears to be, the more you feel you need them. And it's not that complicated. So pick up the phone. Give me a call. 855-935-TALK. It can be about investing. It can be about saving. It can be about earning. It can be about protecting your money or almost anything to do with money. And speaking of protecting money, the Federal Trade Commission just came out, just last week, I think it was, with a new study. Actually, it was October. It was a couple weeks ago. New study on fraud, particularly on fraud among older consumers. And they found something really interesting. The vast majority of reported fraud is from people younger than 60. Hey, I rang my light. However, people, older Americans, lose the most money. In 2018, 20-year-olds, 20-somethings, lost a median of about $400 to fraud. Those who lost money to fraud. The 30-somethings, about $400. The 40-somethings, about $450. The 50-somethings, about $500. But the 60-somethings, their median losses were about $600. 70-something, approaching $800. And for those over 80, get this, their median losses were $1,700. The losses are huge. I mean, that's the median. So there's some people who really got nailed. And the scams are the ones that particularly that old people fall for have to do with technology. The number one are tech support scams where they trick you into some sort of a virus protection thing. I hadn't even thought of that. Online shopping, imposter businesses. Now that one's really interesting because this is something you need to be aware of right now. I'm sure you're hearing and seeing and reading a lot of advertisements for Medicare plans because we're in the open enrollment period for Medicare. You know, it's time you can switch, and you'd have to decide between whether you want Part B or whether you want a Medicare Advantage plan or all of these things. Well, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has found people scamming you on Medicare. Medicare scams. Where they tell you, they offer, they have a, in their report, they have a screenshot of a plan called Simple Health Plans LLC. And it's this very convincing looking ad that says compare medical quotes in three simple steps. You know, what's your zip code and all this stuff, and we'll start a quote for you. And right below the picture of the really happy couple, the older couple who are really happy with their healthcare plan, it says things like United Healthcare, Cigna, AARP, etc. It's not affiliated with any of those. They just grab their logos off the internet. And what they do is they take your money and then they give you some sort of a drug discount program similar to the ones you can go online and get for free. And they charge you as if it's insurance. Wow, how horrible are these people? You think you have an insurance plan when in fact you have a worthless little card. So you've got to be really careful. Give me a call if you think it's a scam, or if you don't think it's a scam, give me a call anyway. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Oh, and by the way, the most egregious thing that happens to most people who are scammed is giving out your information. Somebody calls and says they're from your credit card company or your gas company or whatever it might be. If they ask you for personal information, social security numbers, account numbers, anything on the phone or online, run away. Hang up or close the window and throw it in the trash. 855-935-TALK. That's our number. Call about anything financially oriented and get a copy of Financial Physics, too. 855-935-8255. Daniel, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So a little bit of context. Okay. So I'm 54. We have, live with my 16-year-old son, my 20-year-old son, and about up for a few years now, we've been looking to move from our area to a better of an area. My brother-in-law, who lives in the area as well, has been renting her apartment for years now and been paying too much. So we've talked about it. Well, why don't we consider maybe moving in together? So about 2 months ago, we decided to do so. So we moved to a new location. I had about 7 years left on my previous mortgage. So I've gone up in price. I've taken out a new mortgage, with the consideration knowing that my mother-in-law would be contributing, towards our monthly costs. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm realizing, she will be. However, I know.
Did we disconnect? Hello?
No. Hello. No?
Okay, there you are. Okay. I don't know what happened. Yeah. We just went to silence for a minute. Okay, so your mother-in-law, you took out another mortgage, a second?
No, and we sold our previous house.
You sold your previous house.
Right. So in a new mortgage, new house, paying new more than, of course, like a 30-year mortgage now, which we are not going to expect it.
Oh, okay. You had 7 years left on your old one. Now you got a new 30. Okay. That's where I lost in the disconnection there. Okay.
Right. So my mother-in-law has been contributing. But I understand that it's kind of be like a renting situation where I'll be taxed on the money that she contributes towards our monthly, right?
Right.
So
correct.
Try to figure out a fair fee for her, less than what she was paying before, as well as what would be fair for us, how to go about doing that, as well as I know that there's always the gift option, but then I don't want her Social Security affected as well. So I try to figure out how to go about this in the wisest way, in the fairest and most ethical and honest way for everybody.
Well, the gift thing, why would that affect her Social Security?
I was under the understanding that so if she gifts us instead of like a certain amount of rent every month.
She can do that.
But then if she's paying, therefore she pays us less as a result. Because in other words, it's kind of exchanging words, kind of like she gifts us instead of renting from us.
No, she can give you without any tax liability $15,000 per year per person.
Right.
So she could give each you and your wife $15,000 without it impacting anything.
Okay. That's what I understood by thought, but then wouldn't that affect, I thought from a Social Security understanding that if she's therefore not, therefore paying rent on a monthly basis instead. So we're doing gift instead of rent.
That doesn't affect her Social Security. Her Social Security benefits are not dependent upon her income, her spending, her assets, or anything. They are totally based on her work record or that of her husband.
Okay. I was
so you don't have to worry about
then.
It. Yeah, okay. No. I would say, for example, if you want her to pay $2,000 a month basically in rent, then just have her make a gift to you of $12,000 and a gift to your wife of $12,000 a year, and just make it in monthly payments. Then you don't have to pay taxes on it. Then she doesn't have to pay taxes on it.
That's what I thought. But I thought her Social Security would be affected if she did that.
Not at all. Not a whit.
Okay. So that would probably be the smartest way to go, though.
Yep. That's absolutely the smartest way to go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Nobody has any transactions to worry about, and we maintain a happy family. It's all good. And that's a nice thing for you to do. It really is. 855-935-TALK. Our number, 855-935-8255. And Bernie, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Michael. Oh, good. We're kind of self-insured for nursing home care. And I'm wondering if there's a way to reduce capital gains taxes that we would incur if we're taking money out of our investments to pay for nursing home care.
How much money do you expect to be taking out?
Well, could be as high as $250,000, I suppose.
Like, yeah, I guess if both of you were in long-term care, but boy, that would be really... really unlikely. What's your taxable annual income?
About 130 or 40, something like that.
Okay, and you're married, correct?
Yes.
Then your maximum tax in even the worst case scenario isn't gonna. It's you're gonna stay at about 15%.
Okay.
Which is very low. It really is. And there's there's no way to avoid that. There is no way in the world to avoid it. If you have a capital gain, you have to pay the tax. You just don't want to be in the 20% capital gains rate, but it doesn't sound like there's a scenario in which you would be. I think it's very unlikely.
Well, I guess so. The normal income is about 140.
Yeah, you're going to be okay because you're going to be well below the threshold of the 20% bracket in almost every case. Okay, Bernie? I think I lost you. Did we lose him? It's kind of noisy. Yeah. All we have is... Well, we're having funky phones today. A little funky phone time. 855-935-TALK. That's our phone number. 855-935-8255. And, it's really easy and it's really free and it really does get you a copy of Financial Physics, the book. Actually, I answered your question too, which is kind of important. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Give me a call. Tom's on vacation. I'm Don McDonald. Remember, we've got some great new video classes for you available at TalkingRealMoney.com, so go check those out. And if you're confused about something financial, call 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor's a fiduciary at TalkingRealMoney.com.
your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, I couldn't remember the exact break point on married filing jointly, so I looked it up. It's $496,000. So, you're not going to run into that. Not in that case. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Oh, and you do also have to remember the new NIT tax. I forgot about that one. Oh, that's the extra. But it's, again, that's even unlikely because it's a quarter of a million married filing jointly, so it would really require both of you going into long-term care about the same time. That part is possible. That's a 3.8% tax. So, again, avoiding it, not much. There aren't any ways, really. If you've got a taxable gain, you eventually have to pay the tax on it. 855-935-TALK. And Tuan, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Tuan. How are you?
Good. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Oh, excellent. It's my first time ever talking to a radio host.
I'm glad to be your first, Tuan. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I have a situation with that. All of my parents, they are in their 70s now, and they're getting to the point my dad probably doesn't have much anymore, so he's looking where to move his to donate his money to his grandchildren, to my children. Uh-huh. And my children do have 529 plans set up, you know, and he certainly can contribute to that. But are there any other way that he can give his money to us and get some financial relief from doing that?
Well, you don't really get financial, you don't really get any kind of financial relief from doing it, but as I mentioned to an earlier caller, your parents can give per parent up to $15,000 per grandchild tax-free every year. Don't have to worry about probate or estate taxes or any of that. They can gift it to them. And probably the best way to do that is in a uniform gift to minors account so that there is some control maintained over the assets. Otherwise, they're setting up a trust, which could be expensive. Yeah, funding the 529s is great up to a point, but there's eventually a point where you just don't need any more money in the 529s if we're talking about a lot of it. So your choices are really leaving it to them in a will, which is probably the way most people do it, giving it to them early, annually as gifts, so it gets it out of the will and gets it out of the estate and into the kids' hands for the future. But eventually when they come of age, the money becomes theirs. They gain control over it. Some sort of a trust, the 529s, and those are pretty much all the choices. I can't think of anything else. I mean, there may be some more convoluted things, but not to give it to grandkids. You know, you could do some charitable things, but that's all I can come up with.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the limit is $50,000 a year?
15,000 per year, per child, per parent, too. So as a couple, they could give $30,000 every year to each child.
Oh, I see. And then my child, I mean, it has to be myself, or can it be my grandchildren?
The custodian can be you or your parents. Probably you is better. The children can only take over the accounts when they reach the age of majority. But you could be the custodian and keep them from those funds until they are legally theirs. And, you know, you might want to set them up in some sort of an investment vehicle at Vanguard or something so that there's some growth on those funds. But that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Oh, I see. And it's called a minority something?
Called a uniform gift to minors account. And if you called Vanguard, they'd know what we were talking about.
Right.
All right, sir?
Okay.
Good luck.
Yep.
Good luck.
And again, if it's a lot of money, you may need to get into a trust. If you do that, you need to get with an attorney, somebody who specializes in estate law. And that's going to be expensive, but there can be more protections built in. 855-935-TALK, the number 855-935-8255. Lots of time left on Talking Real Money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
855-935-TALK is the number to call to get your questions answered here on Talking Real Money, the show about really important stuff. I'm Don McDonald, Tom Cock on vacation. And Bob's up next. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Thank you, Don. I'm interested in getting your take on dealing with appreciated stock and whether converting that into an annuity, either fixed or variable, would be worth considering.
Why?
If the market turns south,
Okay. Because there's no tax advantage in doing that.
Oh, I realize there's no tax
advantage. Okay, all right. All right, so, But, you see, here's the thing. If you go into, are you talking about going into a fixed annuity or a variable annuity or an indexed annuity or what kind of annuity?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm wanting to go into an annuity. I'm just considering.
I would not want to go into. I can't even imagine a scenario in which I would think an annuity is the right thing to do. I can think of one. You want to generate income now, and you don't want to take any risk with that income. That's the only possible purpose for an annuity. Okay. Everything else is a gimmick created by the insurance companies to compete with the securities companies and the investment firms. It's all gimmicky. And if you are worried about the market declining, then you should be steadily, regularly rebalancing. You should not have, and are we talking about individual securities like stocks?
Yeah.
Individual stocks?
Correct.
Start getting out of them.
Okay.
And start getting that money into mutual funds so that you have better diversification. So that you don't have to worry about one stock taking a hit. Because while the market takes hits and is volatile, the market cannot stay down, but an individual stock can forever stay down. The market can't stay down. It's impossible. The only scenario in which the market could stay down is a global apocalypse. And then you're not going to care about money.
All right.
So diversify, do it cheap with somebody like Vanguard, don't own individual stocks, but get out of them slowly so you don't kick yourself up into the 20% bracket or even the 3.8% NIT bracket. You don't want to pick up a NIT and get it. Just start the process this year so that you can spread it out over the course of a couple of years.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our number. I know it seems anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-business to say don't own individual stocks. But it's actually pro-investing. Because owning individual stocks is speculative. It's speculative. You cannot know in advance whether a stock will grow or plunge, an individual stock. You cannot know it. You can feel it, but you can't know it. And individual stocks can go to zero. If something can go to zero, lose you every penny you have invested in it, then it's not investing by my definition of investing. It's gambling. You don't want to own assets that can go to zero. That's why it's so simple. Own everything. Own the entire global stock market and the entire global bond market. Own them both. Own them all. Own all the almost all the securities that either pay interest or have growth potential on the planet, because for those, for all of those to fall to zero requires something so horrific to happen in the world that literally your last thought will be money. You will not be thinking of money. You will be thinking of, do I want to survive or not? And if I do want to survive, how will I do that? Where will I get my next meal? Individual stocks are too risky for most of us to own. And by most of us, I mean all of us who aren't billionaires. 855-935-TALK. That's our phone number here, 855-935-8255. And even if you're a billionaire, I'd say own all the stocks, but you can just buy them on your own.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-8255 is our phone number, 855-935-TALK. Give me a call and you'll get a copy of Financial Physics. We still have a bunch of time left. And Financial Physics is the book I wrote, by the way. And you'll get a copy, a real copy, like, well, paperback. We didn't do hardcover. What else? Oh. And if you're looking for an investment education, we now have video classes online at TalkingRealMoney.com. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com and click on the guy with the TV head. Just like that. I talked about this a little in the podcast last week, but it's such a big thing that I want to mention it on the regular show, because there are still many of you who are interested, many of you who are younger generally, and being young and foolish. I remember the days when I was young and foolish, and I actually thought that stockbrokers were generally good and that analysts were generally knowledgeable and that you could pick stocks and stuff like that. I was so naive back then. Well, the current crop of naivete believe that cryptocurrencies are actually something. The reality is they're so much hot air. And they're manipulated hot air. There was a recent study done that found, remember the spike in Bitcoin 2 years ago? Where it got up to almost $20,000 a puff of air. $20,000 for a puff of air. $20,000. And then, shortly thereafter, didn't take but a few months, $3,000. Now back up to, I don't know, last I looked, it was around $9,000. Wow. No currency. First, no currency on earth is that volatile, and no currency on earth has been that volatile since people just invented their own currencies before there were government currencies. There is a similarity there. However, there was a study that recently completed that showed pretty clearly that Bitcoin was manipulated up to those ridiculous values so that people could sell into the stupidity and make themselves rich. And it was done through one of the major exchanges, Bitfinex, using another coin called Tether, which is supposed to be tethered to the dollar. So supposedly a tether actually has value. You know, tether is like there's a bill. There's a bill. There's a thing behind it. Well, turns out that maybe there aren't the things behind it that they say they are. Turns out that they can't find all the dollars that are supposed to be backing Tether. And it's all a little nebulous. It's just a little iffy. So iffy that if you're considering putting money into any kind of a cryptocurrency, you really need professional guidance. If you think this is not pure, unadulterated gambling, your screws, not just one of your screws, but pretty much a lot of your screws have come loose, and you need professional help to tighten those back up again. These things are inherently dangerous, and that doesn't even take us to the question of what are they good for? Crypto. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing except some crime. Still, to this day, it's been around for how long? Have you, as a real live, everyday, normal human being going about his or her business, have you ever gone anywhere and said, here, put that on my Bitcoin account. Oh, here's a Bitcoin for a tip. Let me just order that with Bitcoin. Have you done that? Of course you haven't. I don't know a single soul who has. And yet I still hear from these crazy millennials, and I know I'm going to hear the response, boomer. Yeah, I know. But being a boomer means I've been around a while and actually seen some stupidity play itself out. It's like the scams. When somebody calls me about something I know, I just know is a scam.
Hey, Don, I got a guy here who tells me that he's got an investment, a real estate-backed investment that can make me 11% per year. And, well, you know, it's risk-free because it's real estate backing it. And I'll go, no, that's a scam. Well, no. He's been doing it for years, Don. Doing it for years. Been doing it forever. Yeah, so he's been very successful. Very successful. It's a scam. Well, how can you say that's a scam, Don? I don't know, but I know it is, and I know eventually it's gonna turn around and bite you in the behind. And they always do. Every single time they do. I don't have the resources to go dig into all these things, but you can smell them from a mile away, and that's kinda sorta like what Bitcoin feels like. And it's not going to make it any more legitimate for it to be called Facebook Bitcoin or Libra. It's still silly. It's still silly because there is no faith. You see, you gotta have faith. Sounds like another song, doesn't it? You gotta have faith. That's why we buy what the government's selling us with the bucks. You got money in your wallet, you have faith that you're going to be able to buy something with it. Maybe a little more or a little less than you originally intended, but the volatility, the fluctuation in a dollar is, you know, at most, compared to other currencies, 20% one way or the other. With Bitcoin, it's hundreds or thousands of percent one way or another. It's like saying, oh, gosh, look at me. I got 19,000 Bitcoin. I'm going to go out and buy myself a nice little compact car. Nice one. I'm going to give me one of them good ones. Yeah, with a nice stereo. Take my $19,000. I'm going to go down there. And then you shop for 6 months, and all you can buy is a used Sentra from 2002. That's been in a car wreck, had tons of body work, and smells funny. You don't want a currency like that, where you can't know from one day to the next whether it's worth $100 or $3. Ugh. These are problem children. And it has been now shown over and over again that these are problem children that are easily manipulated. Why we're still talking about it is anyone's guess, but they're still trading. I mean, they're trading back up around 9,000 bucks, so there must be plenty of greater fools being born every day. But there will come a day
there will come a day when that last greater fool will jump into that pool and there will be no water and it'll all fall apart. People used to tell me about real estate back in the aught-eights. Oh no, real estate will never go down, Don. Never. That's why I own 15,000 properties on margin, on leverage, on mortgages. 855-935-TALK. Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And make sure you check out those new educational videos, and we're going to be adding new ones all the time. Right now we have one on Social Security, a short one on Social Security. We've got one on taking income from your portfolio, one on the history of investing and the future of real investing, and one on finding a fiduciary advisor. Those are all available right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. Just click on the guy with the TV head at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening. TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.